If you have your Bibles, turn with me, please, to James chapter 2 and follow along. Follow along, please, as I read beginning at verse 14. James 2 and 14. What use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but he has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and be filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. But someone may well say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without the works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one, you do well. The demons also believe and shudder. But are you willing to recognize, you foolish fellow, that faith without works is useless? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered up Isaac, his son, on the altar? You see that faith was working with his works, and as a result of the works, faith was perfected. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, and Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. Let's pray together. Father, quiet our hearts here in this place, and through the ministry of your Holy Spirit, help us to see clearly what you have written here so that your word can have your desired impact upon our hearts and upon our lives. Open our eyes to see what you have written. Take your word, your servant, and teach us, please. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As we finished our time, our last time together in the book of James, verse 13 in the last part says, mercy triumphs over judgment. James reminded us that having been the recipient of great mercy, one of the ways we evidence that is in the mercy that we show others. Jesus used the same idea with forgiveness. The one who truly understands how much he's been forgiven, he can forgive others. Now this morning, James challenges us with this idea. Faith without works. Can that kind of faith save? For instance, when confronted with basic needs, only offering prayer. Remember his example? Someone comes to you and they have a need for food, for clothing, something basic. You don't have to wonder, do they need it? They need it. And you simply say, well, I'll pray for you. Does that seem appropriate? James asks. When in fact, if you see the need and it's real and you can meet it or at least help with it, genuine faith will respond by doing something about it, along with praying. Now, some of you understand this perfectly. A prayer request is mentioned. You file that away and say, well, yes, indeed, or you refer to the prayer list and say, yes, indeed, I will pray for that. But almost immediately, your second thought is, what can I do to help? So-and-so's in the hospital. What do they have? What needs to be taken care of at home while they're in the hospital? So-and-so's coming home from the hospital. Can I get a meal around for them? You automatically think of how you can put your faith to your feet and do something. I have learned from that example. And I appreciate that. We were the recipients of that. You knew we were going to be gone. You knew we were going to be traveling a lot. You all have prayed for us, and we're very thankful for that. But before I could ask, someone said, oh, you know, if you're going to be gone for 2 weeks, the lawn could probably be mowed at least once. And they took care of it. The church will probably need to be cleaned. You would have noticed if it hadn't been, and it was. Because somebody said, yeah, I'll be praying for you, but can I? That's what James is talking about here. Is prayer essential? Absolutely. Prayer necessary? Absolutely. But he's saying there are times when our faith needs to inform our feet and we need to do something. Faith without works, faith without evidence is dead. Saving faith, this is important now, saving faith, a faith that saves, works. Don't get those mixed up. We are saved by grace through faith in Christ. End of statement. But saving faith will evidence itself. Saving faith, a faith that has truly saved, will work. And that's James' point here. Three illustrations, and it starts with a challenge. Verse 18, I will show you my faith by my works. You can talk about faith all you want to, but saving faith, genuine faith, should have evidence. You should be able to see it. So he says in verse 18, I will show you my faith by my works. For instance, a little theological lesson here, verse 19, you believe that God is one. And remember, James is writing to Jewish Christians. And right from the start, Israel understood that what made them unique from the rest of the world is this monotheism, the idea that there is only one true God. And every time they strayed from that, it got them in trouble. At the heart of who they were a people that believed in the one true God. So here's a Jewish Christian challenging other Jewish Christians. You believe that God is one. Great. You're absolutely right. He says, you do well. Oh, by the way, the demons also believe and shudder. Wow. Maybe there is more to this than just what you know or what you believe. Satan knows who God is. What Satan didn't know or understand was who he is. And those who followed him understood. They were created by him. They were created perfectly. But listening to Satan thinking that God is not ultimately in charge and that we are equal to him, and in their revolt were judged. They know who God is. They just chose to put their faith in someone else. Another created being, Satan. So there's the challenge. And here it comes up again in verse 20, faith without works is useless. If all you say you have is faith, that's useless. Now, please don't miss this. Useless in the sense of salvation, of eternal life. Just the idea of faith, believing something, is not enough. That's why whenever someone says, I have faith, or I believe, keep reading. Find out what they have faith in. Find out what they believe. Faith without works is useless. Why? Because remember the first statement? Saving faith works. There will be evidence of genuine saving faith. Faith without works is useless. The second illustration is Abraham. Verse 21, he was justified by works when he offered up Isaac, his son, on the altar. Now, I teased Kaylee just a little bit about giving her an NIV Bible. The word that James uses is the word judgment. Justification. But it could be easy to trip over that theological word. The NIV says, considered righteous. I like that. It's a commentary. It's helping to understand the word. It may not be a good translation, but it's a good understanding of how James is using that word, justified. Regularly, when we see the word justified, we think of it as a theological term and God declaring we are justified as a result of our faith. And in his mind, it is just as if we had never sinned. Here, James is using that same word and that same idea to put it into a very practical sense in the life of these Jewish Christians. Look at Abraham. He was considered righteous. He reflected his faith in the right choices that he made. He was reflecting the truth that he had been justified through his actions, by works, when he offered up Isaac, his son, on the altar. You remember that story? God tested Abraham to see about the level of his faith. Now, God didn't test Abraham to find out anything. God tested Abraham so that Abraham would learn about his faith. God wasn't at all in question about how this was going to turn out. He tested Abraham to prove Abraham's faith to Abraham. Says, Abraham, take your son, the promised son, and sacrifice him. Abraham's not sure how this is going to work out. Paul helps us in the book of Romans when he gives us a little bit of insight and says, Abraham wasn't sure what was going to happen, but he knew that the God who'd taken care of everything else was also the God of resurrection. And if that's what this was going to take, it would work. And so Abraham left fully intending to sacrifice the promised son. You remember the story. In the very act, God stopped him and said, time out. You have demonstrated the value, the truth of your faith. You have evidenced to yourself, Abraham, that you are a man of faith. When faith was working with his works, verse 22 says, As a result, that faith was perfected. It was perfectly evidenced and identified. His faith worked. As a result, verse 23, Abraham believed God. It was reckoned to him as righteousness, and I love this, he was called a friend of God. Because he was willing to do what God told him to do. Now, don't trip over this, please. Hopefully, we've already laid some groundwork, but verse 24 says then that man is justified by works and not by faith alone. Now, let's be very, very careful here. We've got to get it in the right order. Salvation is by grace through faith in Christ. End of the story. But the salvation that is the result of grace by faith in Christ is justified or considered righteous, made evident by works. Faith alone is not saving faith. Saving faith works. Get it in the right order. Saving faith works, not works to earn saving faith. Very, very important. The third example, verse 25. Rahab. In the same way, was not Rahab the harlot also justified, considered righteous, justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? Considered righteous, justified by her works. When she received the messengers, or the spies, the men who'd been sent out by Moses to check things out, and sent them out by another way, got them safely back to the others so that they could return and report the situation. Rahab was not saved by those works, but we learn something about Rahab here that helps us to understand something we saw back at Christmas in Matthew 1. Rahab had heard the story of Israel, and like the rest of Jericho, shuddered at the idea of what the one true God was going to do with this little nation in the city of Jericho. She believed. She had faith. She had already recognized the God of Israel as the one true God. And because of that, exercised that faith by cooperating in this recon mission to check out Jericho in preparation for its taking. She's rescued. She's a Gentile who becomes a Jewess, publicly worshiping the one true God. Don't you remember in Matthew 1, she's in the genealogy for Jesus? She's David's great-great-grandmother? A woman of faith, whose faith worked. So, James finishes by saying, just as the body without the spirit is dead. Now, theologians love to argue about body, soul, spirit, all of that. James just cuts to the truth. I'm reflecting something here that I shouldn't for our purposes. But for just as the body without the spirit is dead. So Man is either body, soul, and spirit, or he's material and immaterial. However you want to look at it, it really doesn't matter. But without both, he's dead. The body without the spirit is dead. So also, faith without works is dead. Saying you believe something, even believing something, that does not inform the rest of your life is not saving faith. Saving faith impacts the rest of our lives. It informs the rest of our lives. That's why saving faith, or a faith that saves, a genuine faith, however you want to word it, James is saying here, saving faith works. There will be evidence. You won't have to say, well, I'm a man of faith. You'll see evidence. I'm a woman of faith. You'll see evidence. That's why from time to time I pray for you and for me that when we have time to speak of our faith, we won't have lived in such a way that people will wonder what we're talking about. Because saving faith automatically, by definition, works. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for its truthfulness, faithfulness. I pray, Father, that we've handled it accurately and communicated it clearly. I look out and I see so many examples of this. Men and women. You don't have to ask if they're men or women of faith. Their lives show it. Others speak of their faith because of the evidence. But maybe, Father, there's somebody here today who's challenged by this idea. Wondering if their faith is genuine. Wondering why they struggle. Not clear about all that you have done through the death, burial, and resurrection of your Son for us. And what you want to do through us as a result of our faith. Don't let us fall into the trap of trying to manufacture something that looks good. But start with making sure our faith is real, founded in truth. And make sure then that it is reflected in all of our life, in every aspect. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.